Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Friday, everybody. How's everybody doing on your Friday? Friday's the best day of the week because everybody's looking forward to the weekend, going out and having a great time, going out having a fantastic time on Friday. And then maybe they don't do anything. Maybe they stay like close to home and stuff and then decide that, well, I want to keep it in my pants because I got a Saturday thing that I got planned. I'm maybe going to go out during the day or maybe a big Saturday night. And who knows? If you're somebody that doesn't really have to worry about Monday, maybe you go out on Sunday and then party on Sunday and then you got to think about the boss. But if you don't really give a rat's ass about your job, then you go out on Sunday, you party till 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't really matter to me. But Friday really always for me, as far as my purposes were concerned, Friday was the day. I'll tell you why Friday was the day for me, because back in the day when Fridays would be very important to me, I would go out on Friday and I would roar. I would do the roar at the shore. I would be so kooky, kookula crazy. I would get done. As back in the days when I used to do an afternoon radio show, you see, and what I would do, thank you, and then after that, I'd wrap up, low around 7 o'clock at night, and then I could not drive that car of mine faster to the bar. I could not possibly drive that car faster to the bar. I like doing that so much on Friday afternoons that I bought my own bar to drive to. That's how important it was to me. I would go kookula, kookula crazy to get to that bar and stop my Friday, and the reason I preferred Friday to Saturday or Sunday, of course, is because I would have such a good time on my Friday that I would actually take myself out of Saturday and Sunday. I wasn't good to nobody. I would be terrible. I would be on the couch or in my bed. Sometimes I'd be in my bed till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Sure. And my wife would say to me, why don't you get up out of that bed? I say, because I had too much Friday and it's Saturday and I don't have to do anything.
You know, happy Friday.
You know what Friday is? It's date night number one.
Date night. Woo!
What bar did you used to go to before you bought O'Mara's?
City Tavern in Manassas.
Oh, that is so depressing.
But didn't you sometimes go to the bar that predated O'Mara's in that very location?
Brady's.
I've been to the City Tavern, and I've done it because when I worked in Manassas,
right,
that's where they would have their happy hours once in a while.
Sure, but they were unhappy hours.
Yeah. I would walk in there and everybody seemed really unhappy.
It's the unhappy.
You know what that place is?
What?
That place is as fun as a UTI.
No, I'm serious.
No, I don't want to say that. They're friends of mine.
This is my personal experience. I would go and I'd walk in and you'd see all the people I just saw at work, right?
Right.
And some of them felt like they were forced to be there, like me. But others really looked unhappy.
But
it was an unhappy place. That was my miscalculation.
And also, it's really not Oscar's scene, is it? I mean, that's not an Oscar bar.
It doesn't have to be douchey. It was Mike's was fun. When I went to Mike's place,
because it had that kind of club thing.
And good things happened when we went to O'Mara's.
Where did you go before the tavern? Like when you were a younger man, when you were living in, when you were living in the far, in the frontier land where you had your house.
Yeah, how about this? You know what? And I bet you
I didn't do it as much because I was more of a family man. I'm talking primarily divorce time.
Oh.
Divorce.
First or second?
Stop. Now be
second.
Nice.
Okay. Second.
Now let me ask you this. When you were doing the morning show, I bet that you could really begin to roar at like 10:30 on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do that? Did any of that single day coincide with doing the morning show? What would be your destination?
It did. Oh, back in the morning show days?
Yeah, which I'm talking like probably late 80s.
You know, there was so much different stuff going on in my life during those years, Rob.
Right.
I was a much younger man.
He was also at Rascals, if you remember.
Sure. But
What's Rascals?
Not Rascals. Was it Rumors 2? What was it called?
Oh, well, that was way before that.
Oh, Raffles 2. Raffles 2. That was only at the very beginning. I'm talking about when that was in my rearview mirror and I could have... Yeah, those were just crazy
Rascals
times.
Was a bar that catered to older people on scooters.
Raffles 2, when I was a hot rocking club DJ, we would actually have
The best time I ever had, one of the best times I ever had, was we had our New Year's Eve after New Year's Eve. So I DJed at New Year's Eve, got paid a lot more money than I normally would get paid. And then we all rented the hotel rooms in the Holiday Inn next door to the Marriott. And we went down there, and ours started at 3:30 in the morning. And it was a blast. It was so much fun. I had a fantastic time.
Off.
As a young man.
Yeah.
As a young man. You know,
I remember
a young man.
Chad and I would be done with the midday show in Baltimore, and they had just opened a Green Turtle not a block down the street.
Danger.
There you go.
Danger.
And we would go there, and let's say we get there by 3:30, and then everybody started pouring in from because they were getting off work.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And that's why, you know, when you see movies like Shift Work, when you would see, you know, the mill gets out and the night shift at the mill, and happy hour can be at 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's the way it goes. But Fridays, to me, there's nothing better than a Friday.
I can't wait to have my Fridays back.
Yeah, because your Fridays have been, you know, the school or, you know, and you know, even with this job, at this job, you still have your Friday. I remember when you used to drink.
I was in Frederick last Friday for half the day for school because we were meeting with that client we're working with for our action leadership project.
When is you're in middle of July when we're going to have you back?
Middle of July.
Oh, God. Can't come soon enough as far as I'm concerned.
Should we save the day for the ceremony?
Hey, for a cross to bear? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just said it. So
what date should we be saving for the ceremony? It's not the same day as Zoolander's wedding, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so I'm we're forced to choose?
No, you're not forced to choose.
We're forced to choose.
They limit the tickets.
To the wedding?
To the graduation.
Oh,
means
so
we don't have to worry.
To
that means we don't have to worry about going to his graduation.
My only family's going. That's it.
But it seems the same, Mike, to miss it.
I have to send him a big present now because he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And you know who else's wedding's that day?
Who?
Drab t-shirt.
Oh,
are you kidding
me?
Same day.
And you can't go to that either?
I can't go to that either.
Jesus. One helped you with your career. The other helped you graduate.
Yeah,
hold on a second.
I would say help them.
Yeah. So Drab got engaged like an hour ago.
Yeah. He's getting married the same day. I asked him. He said, there's no bun in the oven.
I asked.
It's what we used to call a military wedding. Well, there was a gun there.
I asked. Right. I said, hey, man, what's the rush?
We've got Drab and Oscar's graduation and Zoolander's wedding. I might as well just stay in Maine.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mo Pressman's wallet was stolen when he was playing Pinochle last night. It was in his jacket hanging on the back of his chair. He had it at 1:30, and when he checked again at 3:45, it was missing.
Vivian thinks she remembers this dance kid, Johnny, walking by. So we ask him, do you have an alibi for last night? He says he was alone in his room reading.
There are no books in Johnny's room.
But there's been a mistake. I know Johnny didn't do it.
There have been similar thefts at the Sheldrake, and it's happened here before. Three other wallets.
Well, I know he didn't do it.
Stay out of it, baby.
Wait, don't put those tables together. Come on.
Daddy, I need your help. I know Johnny didn't take Mo's wallet. I know.
Oh, how do you know?
I can't tell you. Just please trust me, Daddy.
I'm sorry, baby. I can't.
This Danish is pure protein.
Mr. Kellerman, look. Maybe Johnny didn't do it. Anyone could have taken it. Maybe it was, it could have been that little old couple, the Schumachers. I saw her with a couple of wallets.
Sylvia and Sydney?
Baby, you don't go around accusing innocent people.
Yeah, but I saw them. I even saw them at the Sheldrake. Didn't you say something was stolen at the Sheldrake?
I got an eyewitness, and the kid has no alibi. Come on, Neil. You'll learn what it's like to fire an employee.
No, Mr. Kellerman, wait a minute. I know Johnny didn't take the wallet. I know he didn't take it because he was in his room all night. And the reason I know is because I was with him.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I am going to acquire that this weekend. and watch that.
Good movie.
I am actually going to go back and watch that Dirty Dancing because it's been a long time.
I watched most of it yesterday online trying to find the scene where they sing the Kellerman song.
Exactly. Hard to find, isn't it?
Could not find it.
It's not. I tried to find it, too. It's frustrating. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do, too. Our show today brought to you... Oh, by the way, Pony, when you gave Oscar the headphones, is everything all right? I get paranoid.
Yeah, we're
fine.
We're testing the
testing the thing. Okay,
said,
very good.
I got the new song. Do you want to hear it? It's the new Justin Bieber. It's hot.
Welcome to the show, brought to you by Vistaprint, the best. We shared with you a bunch of cards the other day. It's the best deal in the business. Absolutely incredible. Listen to this. 500 business cards for under $10.
Wow.
Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, and we love it. And I love you sending me your cards. Keep them coming, folks. You know, I wish there was a more direct pipeline to get down here, Rob, but you send them to Rob. Rob sends them to me, and we put them on the show. And, Rob, you know what? Take that middleman out. You go ahead. You grab him. You put him on the show because I think that'll be quicker. Send us your Vistaprint card. If you've got a Vistaprint card, you can send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177, and take advantage of this great deal: 500 cards for $9.99. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. They even have custom design services to make sure your design is perfect. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today.
Thank you.
Sorry, that was tea. It's tea. So anyway, right before the show began, our wonderful intern, Adrian, otherwise known as Go Diego Go. Sorry, now Rob, there's no
Come
need
on.
For that hissing.
What?
There's really
well, he's
no
like
need.
A snake when he's passing wires back and forth.
Diego yes. indicated to us that earlier in the week we had a discussion about Todd Moore and ideas, and we compared it to podcasts, and everybody wanted to do a podcast. Well, apparently Diego wants to do a podcast, and Diego was interested in having an audition, a live audition, and as soon as those words came out of his mouth, I thought, you know, all we do is fill time here. There's no time like the present. And I don't know. We really didn't even have him get it out of his mouth.
No,
I mean,
Diego, will
incredible.
You entertain a question?
Yes.
Before we did the show and we were getting things together, you said, hey, Rob, I have an intro.
Yeah.
And I said, ha, wah. He says, you know, like an intro. I said, an intro to what? He said, an intro to, you know, a thing. I said, you know what? Let's get this show done.
Let's
and then I'll
this.
Hear your intro.
Yes.
My question, is this intro part of your live audition?
It was part of a creative renaissance that I had of sorts.
A renaissance?
A renaissance.
Wow.
Do you know what renaissance means, son?
He's just
be
like,
reborn.
He's like, you know what? In a lot of ways, he's like a little Oscar. Where he uses the words that he's really not all that familiar
with. Do I sound
with.
That dumb, yeah. though?
No.
No.
You evolved. But I bet
he's polished the act.
It's really like a creative, as it were, or such basically renaissance.
What is
it were
Adrian, what is a renaissance?
It is, it happened in Italy.
Yes, no, that is the renaissance.
Yes.
But there is an actual easy synonym for the
He's
word renaissance.
He's technically right.
A rebirth. He's
yes.
right. He's
he
right.
Got you got it right.
Okay.
He
got it.
Exactly
He's got it.
Got it right.
I bet you didn't expect that, did
no,
you?
I did not.
You did not expect that. That's incredible.
So you're painting now? Is that the deal? You're painting? You're sculpting?
I've dabbled in clay.
So, Adrian, you're...
clay!
So, Adrian, you have this moment of creative inspiration,
yes.
and you determine that you can do a podcast.
And dabble in clay.
You're going to make a better mop.
Dabble in clay. Now, what? Obviously, this is something you wouldn't be associated with this kind of work and want to be an intern on a show like this if you didn't like this kind of stuff and want to do it yourself. Most people that come in here have that creative element in them. And
sure.
So, have you been thinking about doing a podcast for a while?
Ever since I first listened to Oscar and Chad's show.
Oh, that's
okay.
Sweet.
So you listen to Big O and Dukes.
Now we're
and
back
they,
in the good graces.
Now is that their podcast or their old radio show?
No, their old radio show. I would consider myself the brainchild of Chad and Oscar.
Really?
Brainchild.
You, they created you?
Sort of, because I first started listening to them when I was a freshman in high school. So a lot of my words, a lot of my humor.
Oh, we inspired you.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, it's sweet.
Well, now, they have a much larger throng of men and boys that follow them around.
Men and boys.
How come
That's
you never
all about.
How come you never made it out to the bunker in Manassas? I'm curious about that.
I did.
He has. He's there.
Oh, he's been there. Okay,
so not anymore.
All right. So
a lot of times you miss him, Diego. I don't know if we've ever even addressed this. What is your height?
5'4".
He's but wee and small. And he's a lot of times small. I see him seated. And the other day when we were doing some studio wiring, he stood up and I went, "Wow,
he's short."
You're a little short guy.
I get it. I know. I get jokes. The thing about it, he is little. He's slight. But I'm curious culturally. With being that Oscar and Chad were your inspiration, that would speak to maybe Oscar's a little more because the cultural similarities
got
that
the
perhaps
same color
Oscar.
Skin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you come from that same kind of Latino background. Has Oscar been an inspiration?
It's the opposite because Oscar was the one that drinks, you know, martinis and all that stuff, and Chad's the one that, you know, just likes to kick back, drink beers and stuff. Yeah. So
you're more a Chad guy.
Yeah, because he never finished college, I don't think. He did broadcasting, all that stuff.
Yes.
You went to WVU, did marketing. I'm the complete opposite of that.
Oscar, have you ever had a martini?
I'm not a big he's basically saying I'm douchey, which is true. Mm-hmm.
Do you
fine.
Think it would be possible, though?
I'm not douchey like Oscar. I'm great like Chad.
I hate when we emphasize differences. Why can't we emphasize the ways that Oscar and Adrian are similar. Mm-hmm. Could they have a brief conversation in Spanish?
Porque no, I don't want to do that. No. I don't want to do that right now. I want to go on there.
Yeah, he's got an audition.
I've got more questions I need to get out of the way here before we start doing that shtick. Let me tell you this. Hey, Adrian, do you have a love of firearms?
No.
You don't? That's a big part.
You're going to vote for Trump so they can sweep us out of the country?
Yeah, America great again?
No.
Who are you going to vote for?
Who are you going to vote for? Can you vote? Are you here legally?
I am registered, and this election, I will vote for Mr. Bernie Sanders.
Like a lot of young people around the country. Like a lot
the
of young people.
The blind.
Do you, so you like a good beer. You like to have beer. I'm curious, what other questions do I have as far as similarities? Do you like wrestling?
No, I do not.
Chad's the people's champion. Like, that's what I mean, he really is like the common guy.
what was the bong sound effect for?
Oh, I think he likes stuff other than beer.
oh, Adrian does.
Yes.
The reefer. That's bad. Yeah, very bad.
He's into craft reefer.
Yeah, he likes he dabbles in clay and jazz cigarettes.
That's right.
I do like jazz.
You like jazz? What kind of jazz do you like? Who's your favorite artist?
I love Hey Arnold, the cartoon kind of jazz. I don't know what the kind of jazz
Arnold.
That is.
Oh, no.
That's a cartoon.
Rob, help me out here.
Can you give me an artist?
Jim Lang, I think is his name.
What's his name?
Jim Lang.
Jim Lang.
Yes, the host of the dating game, Mike. Let me see if I can find something by
Jim Lang. Let me do it. You go ahead and talk to him. Let me do
okay,
it.
Okay, I will say this, that you have a very wide range of music that you enjoy.
Thank you.
A lot of times will come in and ask me about a particular song we play on the show.
He's trying to connect with you.
He is trying to connect. Mm-hmm. And you also, in addition to hosting a podcast, you are the only...
That is the intro. That's my theme song. But if you listen to just regular, you know, in the show kind of.
The incidental music.
Exactly, yeah.
The score.
Exactly.
I know what you're talking about. I watched this when I was a kid.
That's jazzy. That's absolutely.
Yeah.
All
right.
Of all the interns that we've had walk through over the past 6-7 years, he's the only one that wants to be like a hot rock and flamethrowing disc jockey.
Yes.
He would like to be a top 40 jock.
So you pitched the idea of a live audition for the Adrian podcast. Is that what you were wanting to come in here?
Podcast.
Oh, the podcast. What a great name. I wonder if that's ever been used. Podcast. It's got to be out there. They're not creative enough.
No, they're lazy.
It's a one-episode type of
podcast.
I meant to record again, but I forgot. Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. No, I'm not. Adrian, so the question again, are you prepared in any way to do that today?
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
Listen to that.
All right, let's do it.
Honestly, you want to know how you get the... You want to? We talk about it a lot. You want to know how you get ahead in this business? You're ready. You're ready and you want to take the plunge.
3 years later, we've got an audition.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rob, we're not going to go. We'll take this up to the break, but then I want to come back and do the. I want to give him suitable time to prepare.
Understood.
So that, because I think the fact that he said to me, absolutely, and he's ready. Now I want to help him out. Now I don't want to.
You're going to offer some tips before he does his audition.
I'm going to give him time to just get his thoughts together. Adrian, it's very difficult to describe what our show is. It took me a long time to say what I say to people now. Three guys busting each other's balls, which is the definition of what we do. I talk about the fact that we've got a guy in his 50s, a guy in his 40s, and a guy in his 30s, and we all kind of just go back and forth and we bust each other's chops. So I can imagine it's a challenge for me to ask you what is going to be the point of view of your podcast, but I would imagine you've given it some thought. What can we look for in it? What's it going to be called, first of all?
This podcast will be called High Noon with Diego.
High Noon with Diego.
He's giving it some thought. Right. He's got an answer. What type of show is High Noon going to be?
This is going to be a weekly recap of the Mike O'Mara Show, because you know how you guys always say, turn off your mic? Turn off his mic. I never get my opinions out on the topics.
Diego. Adrian, you might as well do a sitcom about a diner with a guy named Fonzie, because you know what? It's already been done.
We have a show called Omericast, Diego, you pot-addled hump.
But this is
we already have a show. Though. If you're going to bring a show to this network,
this
you have
not
to have...
Planned. No, this Mike, is completely not planned. Organic.
Mike, the next time you shift gears that fast, you better put the clutch in, because you went from singing his praises to calling him an idiot.
I'm very disappointed.
Oh, you have
I'm
a
very disappointed.
I've got a show about nothing. We're going to call it Seinfeld.
No, High Noon, but you understand, Diego, have you ever listened to Omericast?
I have not. I hate to say that.
Oh dear. That's what Marcus Serta's show is.
That's
you
what
understand
it is.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you think it was
did
about?
You know that? Oh, listen how disappointed he is.
What did you think Omericast was about?
I thought it was just their show and I don't know.
I feel bad for him.
You mustn't feel bad. Let's see if we can't, just for fun, spin this. What if it turns out to be better than Omericast?
There's a Vermont native who is really pissed at you
I'm
right now.
I'm just saying, you know what? We would be stupid as businessmen if we totally said, can't do it. Because this might be the better mousetrap.
What if Omericast is American Idol and he is the voice with High Noon?
Yeah.
You know, I might be softening on this a little bit. If only to hear the audition. That might be it. So, Diego, obviously, what is going to be the subject of this week's High Noon with Diego?
I don't know yet, because I mean. I'm not at the content yet. I'm just hashing out the skeleton of the show.
Do you have an open?
I have two opens. One for this particular show, like my idea for this particular show, and one just like a random, random open.
You've produced an open?
I have.
Okay.
Or it's an idea.
All right, well, you know what? Now I don't have to worry about coming to the other side of the break to give him 10 minutes, because his time is rapidly shortening.
And, Mike, when he exceeds your expectations, if such a thing is possible,
yes.
We can always do this in two segments. Is he coming up on the aux? Is he plugged into the aux? Is that where
he is? Yes. Okay, let's try to play your new open.
This will be the opening.
Okay.
Let's see how it sounds.
Are you ready? Do you have your music ready?
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to need some of your help, though, because it involves you guys, your voices.
Nope.
What?
Okay. Not going to happen.
So picture this.
You know what? How about that? How about this? Just for the audition, let's give him Pony.
You do our voices.
All right. So this is what I'm going to need you to do, Pony. It's going to be like just after the Friday show, right? Everyone's signing off like, goodbye, Mike. You know, awesome week.
Ciao.
Exactly. And then you hear the door slam and all that stuff. And then Rob's like, all right, sweep up, vacuum. Don't forget to, take out the trash. And remember, don't touch the mics. Yeah. And that's when the show starts.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's do that. Okay, we'll do that. You know what? I'll play along with your little cannabis sketch here. We'll do that.
Kill the audio.
Kill the audio. Okay. All right, here we go. And that was a good show, guys. That's fantastic. I got to roll. You guys have a really nice weekend. Rob, take care of the interns, and we'll see you Monday, okay?
Goodbye, Mike.
Ciao.
Right, take care. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. All right, have a good day.
Hey, Adrian.
Yeah.
clean up, vacuum, dust, and for God's sakes, don't touch the microphones.
Fine. God, man, these guys never let me do anything here. Man, I never get any of my opinions out. What if I had my own show, like a weekly recap of what they talk about, but it's Diego's opinions? Wouldn't that be awesome? What if you had more Diego? I like that. And they would never have to know, right? Yeah, let's do that. And then, you know, huge open, you know, boom, bam, you know,
hold
all that
it,
stuff.
Hold it, I thought this was
thought
the huge
was a production.
Open. I thought this was the open. We were going to do like, the real thing.
You brought a music bed?
It's a music bed.
No, that's the open, like the introduction. Then it's like presenting, you know, eight Diego and, you know.
Wait, but we have to do the voice and everything?
We'll record it once. And I can just use it. You have to do this every
you
week.
You want us to produce you an open.
Yeah.
But when you say you have an open, right. You gave us a music bed.
Yeah, hold that's on. Kind
for
of
for this one thing. Can I show you guys the other open
please.
I have?
Awesome.
The other music fed? Right.
Yeah. Hold on. You know what?
Did you buy two songs on iTunes? Look at you.
Guys.
Ready to
go. I want to buy a car.
All right. Let's do it again. Let's do it. And then I want you to, all right, what I want you to do, what if I have, whatever, and fade it out. And then I will do the intro for you, okay?
Oh, nice. You got to fade
right, so
out.
But do we get to do the play acting again?
Let's take a break. When we come back, we will do a dry run on High Noon with Diego. But here's the thing, Diego.
Yes.
You're going to have 60 seconds to prepare your actual first minute or two.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're going to
yeah.
have to not say,
Mark.
This is the way it's going to work. Okay. We will do the sketch. The sketch.
The sketch.
I will do the opening in my announcer voice. And then you will have to take it yourself, okay?
Sounds good.
It does
sound
good.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, me too. Can't wait.
Be right back.
Hey, it's filling my time.
It's time to download the TMOS app. It's the easiest way to have access to all your favorite shows and characters on More Broadcasting, like Oscar Santana.
I guess we don't need no stinking podcast. Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak.
No, God, play the thing, Robert. The show is a...
The man himself, Mike O'Mara.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
How about Todd Moore?
Little bastard shot me in the ass.
Tony Perkins.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And let's not forget Gary Stein.
It is my privilege to extend to you a laurel. And hearty handshake.
So why haven't you downloaded the TMOS app yet? You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Blue Apron. I am holding in my hand something that I just devoured the other day. It is called chicken fried chicken, ladies and gentlemen,
oh,
and it comes
man.
From Blue Apron. That's right. Listen, chefs, tonight's dinner is chicken fried chicken. Chicken prepared with a bit of Southern flair. Absolutely incredible. So delicious. And it's Blue Apron. We've been telling you about Blue Apron for a while now. The good news, Blue Apron makes it easy for you. Besides cooking at home, makes you eat healthier and save money instead of ordering takeout or going to the grocery store, which can be a drag. Everything comes in a box. Everything. The protein, the seasonings, the instructions, pictures, everything you need to cook beautifully, and you can cook with ingredients that you have never used before. And learning has never been more delicious. All the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion. That's hard to believe when you're looking at something as delicious as chicken fried chicken. It's tasty, it's good for you, and right now you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, ladies and gentlemen, that is a better way to cook, and we love having Blue Apron for a sponsor on TMOS. Okay, during the break, we actually were talking to Adrian, telling him to gather his thoughts, and we're
yes.
going to see what happens with this intro. And let me just see, audition.
Yes,
very exciting, very very exciting. So Adrian, you've got your time now, and mm-hmm. we'll do the sketch where we're asking you to clean up, and then we'll just wait until the sketch is over, and then you say, what would it be like? And then pause, and then I will hit your intro, and I will give you an intro.
And also, okay? During the sketch, I'd like a little more from Oscar.
Diego, you got
all
this.
Right.
I got
very
this.
Good. All right, here
you.
We go. Are we ready, guys?
Yes.
All right, let's go in 3, 2, 1. Good show, guys. That's terrific. I got to go out. Bill O'Reilly. No, I'm sorry. let me take it again. This is take three.
Take
right. 3, 2, 1. Good show, guys. Have a great weekend. I got to get out of here. Rob, you'll get everything together with the interns on your way out, right?
Yes, Oscar, do great on that final exam.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you later, Mike.
Ciao, ciao.
Take care. Bye-bye. See you later, guys. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
All right, that's a week. Six more perfect shows done. Diego,
yeah.
Before you get out of here,
yeah.
I need you to dust. I need mm-hmm. you to pull some wires. Mm-hmm. I need you to empty the trash. And most of all, do not
yeah.
touch the microphones.
Never do.
Goodbye.
See you later, guys.
Later.
Just doing some cleaning over here. Dusting over here, taking out this trash. Man, Oscar drinks a lot of Starbucks. What's all this paper and Rob's trash? I'm not gonna go through it, I'll just take it out. Vacuuming, vacuuming, vacuuming. Man, I never get to talk on the show. It should be called the Adrian Show, not the Michael Mayer Show. Oh well, I guess I'll just, you know, wait, no one's here. I can just, you know, hop on the mics, give a little recap of the week, my opinions. That'll be awesome. Yeah, we'll call it High Noon with Diego.
Live from Guadalajara, Mexico, this is High Noon with Diego. From the Mike O'Meara Show studios, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Yo Adrian.
Hola, hola, hola. Hey, it's Diego over here. Welcome back to a new semana of High Noon with Diego. It's me, Diego. We'll get into all the laughs from this week on the Mike O'Meara Show, and we'll also get my thoughts on what actually went down in that girl's brain when she wrote that Costco college essay. And can you believe that note found in the elevator? I have the actual note in my hands. We're going to dissect the hidden meanings, and I did some investigation. Stick around. High Noon with Diego. What's
hey,
happening?
Keep going. Do your show.
Oh, I thought it was just like a quick 1 minute thing. I thought we lost connection. Like, I thought we were like bomb shelter over here. Everyone's like going off the mics. Okay. So last week on the Mike O'Meara Show, it was an amazing week had by all of the fellas. You know, the new studio sounds great. A lot of that was me. I have some behind the scenes pictures that I took that I haven't shared with anyone. And yeah, it sounds really, really good. You guys aren't recording this, are you? Like, I'm just talking into nothing, right? Yeah? I don't know. You guys are giving me that look. I don't think any of this is... What are you guys doing? Are you guys actually using this on the show? You guys aren't going to cut any of this? I'm pretty sure you guys aren't recording right now.
Oh, he's killing me.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. The experiment's over.
You
David.
Flamed out.
Yes,
wow. You flamed out. What happened?
Yeah. I thought I had just a 1 minute, like a quick intro, and that was
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, I did say 1 minute, but then again, we were going to let you kind of roll
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, because we were actually doing so well. We wanted to give you more time.
We handed test. You the keys to a Maserati, and you dropped them in the toilet.
I drove it to like a music festival and brought it back with some scratches on it.
There's some... Jesus. A weird stilted cadence, isn't there?
Yeah, it's sad because he's got you know his heart's in the right place.
I'm
think
not
we
so
can
sure.
agree that his heart is in the right
we
place.
We just need a concept that hasn't been done.
Okay.
Yet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like that this is already in a podcast because it just makes me go back and go back to the drawing board. And
well, what you need to do,
you have to work first of all, son, on your diction. You have to work on your diction a little bit, okay? Because really, it's cute for a while, but then in about 15 minutes in, where people are just looking, that's gonna drive people. So that is, I don't, back in the day, in radio days, they would have said elocution lessons, but the diction, not that everybody has to have great diction. Norm Macdonald would be a classic example of some of the worst diction you'll ever hear, but he made it into kind of his trademark where it's like, yeah, here we go. And he ended up doing Weekend Update, which is one of the most formal comedy broadcasts of all time. So I don't know. It's just that's my first note. That's the first note that I have for young
edits.
Diego here.
Okay. Heavy edits.
Yeah, and I would say also break it down if you can. You know when you're editing audio, you can get it down to a waveform.
Mm-hmm.
Get really zoomed in and cut out the pauses.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Because you start and stop. And also...
But also, the premise, he's got to reinvent this from scratch.
That's
he's
got
to go back and do... Like, besides the fact that you were inspired by Big O and Dukes and you love radio, what are some of your other interests?
Passion.
Because that's what...
Passion has to drive
what
podcast.
Do you love?
Ideally, like, my dream is, like, maybe to work on a radio station, on...
do music, like my music though, like alternative music.
No, you want to first of all, you're looking for the music that's basically dying, so that's probably the wrong
path.
Well,
you know what he's doing? He's on the iceberg now and he's getting on the Titanic.
Yeah.
You realize that most rock stations across the country have been flipped as far as formats are
concerned.
Yeah,
they're gone. They're
gone. That's true, but you know, you have those listener-powered radio stations, like the one out west in Washington State. I forget what it's called, but it's listener-powered. I think it's KEXP.
Not too far away.
I think that station got flipped as well.
No. I think it's, Mike, the car letters are KRJ.
Okay, so you love...
You know, can I say something, yes. Oscar, though, to young Adrian here? You know, down here the other day, we were going to pick up my kid, and I turned on one of those 5 million radio stations that exist across the country that say, hey, we're getting ready for the weekend. Hey, I know it's only Tuesday. Bob FM.
Oh, it's a Bob. Like, yeah.
No, this was like an arrow. This was an arrow, but not with the gray. This was one of them. You know, there are 30 of them. The music stations now, I can't even describe how offended I am when I hear that, because look, I can deal with all the other formats where there are talking heads and guys that are doing it, guys that have to think and come up with a game plan and entertain, and then you have these jukeboxes which are plug and play, where it would just be enough. And incidentally, in this day and age when we are all out there slaying the dragon and we're all so hateful and we're all so tense and we are driving ourselves crazy with stress, wouldn't it be great if you open the doors to some of these radio stations and allowed a young person to come in and be a disc jockey, which for 15 seconds every 15 minutes is a little bit of entertainment, might say something fun. Instead, we've got, hey, here's my sarcastic comment that maybe I'm going to reference the fact that I'm lazy just like you are. Bob FM. It's like I hear that of all the radio stations in the world. And I'll take Rush Limbaugh over this crap. You hear these guys that come on and they plug and play and they all sound the same and they all have their little sarcastic comments that are pre-written probably somewhere 5,000 miles away.
And shared by a station in every market.
It's so vacuous.
They've removed any sort of live element.
All live anything.
And you know what drives me crazy, and I hate it? It's on a Bob FM. When they segue from a record into a commercial.
Absolutely.
It's like
and
golf
no more live and local.
No, there's none of that. There's no service.
You would have guys that would come in and they would do back in the day, they would do an afternoon show. They'd have a few interesting things to say. They might say, expand your stick a little bit. We're getting some good vibe on that. And people are talking about what's going on. People are talking about what's happening in their lives. People are talking about everything in this world. We need that today now more than ever.
Yep.
And our radio, it is like, and I'm not saying this just because I'm not in the business anymore, but it has become so, even the guys that are allowed to talk, first of all, take the right wing guys and throw them into a totally different pile.
Yeah.
Because I know that Sean Hannity does not go home every night in a great mood. It can't be possible.
Right.
You can't do that every single day of your life and know that you have to do it the next day and be a happy person. It's impossible. But when I talk about the sports guys, and the sports guys are narrowcasted because they're people kind of telling them what they're supposed to deal with, too. Mm-hmm. And then, but I mean, even that is human beings talking. And then you get all these stations. And Rob, they're more doing it now.
Oh, I know.
Than ever. And it's a series of different musical formats with a pre-done announcer that makes it sound like, and they're lying to you. And they're assuming, they've always thought you were stupid. Used to be a big theme of the Don and Mike show, that the list that people, management does not respect the audience. They don't.
You're right.
But now, even more so, you're sitting there and you're having these homogenized, safe, and these little flip comments. I'm going to start writing them down, just like I wrote down the disclaimers.
Yes.
I'm going to try to hear some of them. You got, and send them to me. If you send me one of those comments from a Bob FM or an Arrow, I will take
Alice.
That.
Don't forget Alice.
Or Alice. If you send me those, if you send me those, I'll write my own counterpoint to it. And we'll do
Mike,
it that way.
You should
way,
do a you know? Game.
Because your boss thinks you're at a meeting.
You should.
Bob FM.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
I hate it. Zach.
Yeah.
You could
Bob
do a
likes
game.
To relax on the beach. Even more than he likes going to work. Bob FM.
We can do a game where we try to figure out what's a real one and which is one you've written.
Diego wants to do a show about a show. It's been done already. Bob
it's
FM.
It's been done already.
But if we did it, would anyone notice? Bob FM.
I'm kind of out of the advice for Diego because I don't want to be the guy. I don't want to be the dream crusher on this show.
I can give him some advice.
Yeah. Please do. Please
do. If you want to really do High Noon with Diego, and I love the name.
The name is great.
Really fun, right?
Mm-hmm. Make it all about pot.
You should do some demo shows.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think he's right. Make it about pot if you want, but...
Make it about pot. And I'm not talking about, hey, man, I love to smoke. I love to do this.
Like news.
Make it news about pot, like normal, like what's happening out in the in the Western states where it's legalized. How goes the battle? Statistic. Make
Look,
it about
and this
pot.
Has been tried before, but in the past when that's happened, it
you
usually
did this,
it flames out. We had a pot guy on Big O and Nukes, and we gave him an opportunity to do a show. I think he might have done one show, and that was it.
Yeah,
because the substance.
You know,
got
I changed my mind now. Now that he's been on another, I don't know if the pot thing is.
How about this? How about behind the scenes of the hotel industry? How to get the best deal on hotels? You know hotels. There's got to be great stories.
That's
true. The people that work in hotels see people
it'd be like
at
the
their
office,
best
but for
and
hotels.
Worst. Yeah, you could get an employee every week and say, what's the worst thing you've seen? What's the
best there are a couple of suggestions. Let him stew on it. And Diego, here's the thing that I want you to do. And this is, I'm etching this in stone, okay?
Okay.
Here's how this is going to work.
Yeah.
Do this. Take some ideas. Get them to us. And we will reconvene in 1 year's time. Okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. That's it. We're going to take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Hara Show. Thank you.
12 months.
By the way, I mean it. All right, we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Michael Mary here. How you all doing? Yeah, I remember a land long ago, far, far away, when disc jockeys used to really exist. That's right, they used to exist, and they used to sit in studios. They used to sit in studios and give away prizes and talk about your local weather and your local traffic. And they would give you an opportunity to call in and be on their show. And then on the weekend, they'd get drunk with you at a local watering hole. That's right, the great days of DJs and real radio, everybody. It was a good time, and it was a time when many DJs entertained you and also went to rehab. I'm not lying about that. Anyway. Anyway, hope you're enjoying this show because this is real people talking on Power 105 WABA.
That's the way you do it.
Thank you.
That's a long one.
Mike O'Meara Show. That was a long one. Are you good at listening to this show? I'd like you to be better and use our Amazon portal. That's right. I'd like you to go and buy something this weekend on Amazon and go through the Mike O'Meara Show page. It's very easy. All you have to do is go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon, or you can click the Amazon button on our website, or... You can use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, just with a little picture of Diego.
Hey, go to Amazon and buy a new music bed for your podcast.
Yes, it should be a lot of fun. It's that simple. It's great for the show, and we really appreciate it. So please shop through our Amazon page. We'd really appreciate that. Diego, the problem here was just the lack of real thought being put into it.
You kind of oversold it. You oversold it. Yeah. When you said you had an open
intro.
No, that was I have another like
a
radio intro.
No,
you're all done. Thank you. Shut his microphone off. Thank you very much. We've got to move on. I want to talk about this week. A lot in the news lately about gender and transgender and bathrooms. And here's the thing. I know that we have transgendered people that listen to this show, and they're very vocal, and they have educated us over the years about the issue. Excuse me. The thing about it is, there is now like legislation around the country where isn't there like bathroom stuff? I'm very concerned, not with the transgender folks. What I'm a little bit concerned about is how some of these legislators are really thinking a lot about who uses what bathroom, what public restroom, right? Isn't that what this... I haven't read enough about it to be a complete expert on it, but I do know
that Mike, politicians historically have been very concerned with bathrooms, whether or not you have a wide stance.
They're using they're using this bathroom legislation to really forge ahead with their religious mandate, where it says... that they're saying that who would be comfortable, say, let's North Carolina, for example, that has passed this, that they said that would you be comfortable if a man walked into the woman's room and your little girl was in there, right?
Right.
And that by man, they really mean somebody that's transgender is what they're who they're talking about.
All right. I get. And you know what? I'll go so far as to say I can understand where it comes from. But at the same time,
but the mandate in general is and the way they're pushing it forward is really religious. And
yeah,
that's
and it's not supposed to be that way.
No,
right?
It's not. It's absolutely not. And if you're in the city, for example, right now, if you go to a restaurant or a bar, most of these bathrooms are unisex.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
That's just the way it is. And that's and so as far as a transgender restroom or having another restroom, if that's what you have, as far as you want to go.
Like
that,
a third restroom.
Yeah, a third
but
restroom.
But that's putting a stigma on people like
yeah,
that.
Of course
and that's
it is.
Not cool. Here's what I want to say to these people that are doing this. There's so much crap that the American people want you to take care of. And at the bottom of the list is where somebody takes a leak. I swear to God, yeah. I can't say this strongly. You know, this is tax day. And the fact is, you know, I had a conversation with the man I call Andrew Reaper, Andrew Grim Reaper, my guy. And Andrew was telling me, by the way, at the end of the year, you can put this away so that we can do it this way. And it's just like, and I am a, you know, really, you know what I'm getting? You know what the government is doing at my meager income right now?
What?
They're greasing me up and taking me to the watermelon patch. I swear to God,
wow.
And so I felt horrible about this. I want
Tony,
my
you
government.
You do understand what he's saying, yes?
Here's what so. I said about okay. taxes. I know nothing about money and managing money and doing any of that. I do know about taxes, and what I would love, could we ever get to where we, this is the Mike O'Mara tax plan for
okay.
when I run for office. I understand that we base our tax revenue on income.
Mm-hmm.
And I also understand that some candidates want taxes to be on the rich. Some of them want to give breaks to the rich. I understand that works too. Here's what I think. It's all based on how much money you make. How about this? Could we ever get to where we need to get by simply imposing more of a tax on what we buy? Because to me, if I see a guy driving down in Naples, Florida, and he's behind the wheel of a powder f***ing blue Bentley, excuse the edit, I'm terribly sorry. I had to say powder effing
blue.
He's
not
Bentley.
All that sorry.
No. I'm not, because no, I needed to say it. I would think if you tax that car.
There's
because
a luxury
it's
tax.
Over a luxury and make the luxury tax sting.
But this is like you're calling for a national
luxury
increased
tax.
Sales. I think
would,
he's thinking
here,
sales
here's
tax.
The thing. But here, yeah, sales tax. Sales tax.
The Uber.
But sales tax too for really good stuff. If you were to do this, I'm throwing this out.
Okay.
If you did it that way, could you get to where we need to go?
No.
Could it ever get to be where the... Are you sure about
because
that?
Because the cost of living would go up because everything you buy
no,
would
I'm
cost more.
No, I'm talking about the justification, is it? I'm saying, is there
it
any way
very
that,
high,
that you would do it so... But so what if it's high? A guy that's spending $300,000 on an automobile doesn't give a rat's ass if it's $350,000.
But
that's the point
about,
I'm trying
okay,
to make.
But then
and
you're saying
you,
that it's...
Could you get there? But hold on, just let me finish my point, please. The thing about it is, we talk about the 1% and the 1%, and we're not going to... How about the 1% buy those houses out in Long Island, okay? So if you're spending $30 million on a house, what's wrong with spending $42 million and $12 million of it goes to the government?
There's
That's
not
the
enough people buying those homes or buying those luxury cars to cover the tax burden
okay,
that the
let
government
me, let me get
covers.
Back. Oh, say, so now I get back down to the
yes.
common man because we're not off the hook either.
Okay.
We are not off the hook here. What is, let me give you one of the biggest problems that people in America face every day. Everybody faces this. You get this arguments with couples about this. Oh, too much spending. You're spending too much. You're spending too much. You got to save more. You got to be more prudent and stuff. I'm talking about, look, not a ridiculous escalation in it, but everybody pays a sales tax. Everybody pays the sale.
I mean,
and
some
it's a national sales
tax. In Florida, you don't pay...
income tax.
Income
we don't
tax.
Pay income tax. Right.
And, what if somebody walked into Florida and said, hey, Mike, I know that this is one of the benefits for living in Florida, but now you got to pay it.
You know, Oscar, it's funny you mentioned that because one of the conversations I had with my guy was my tax liability federally that went up to compensate for the fact that I didn't have to pay local state taxes. And they always get you.
Oh, they get you.
They always get you in one way. It's the reach around. That's it. My point is, I agree. Look, there's so many people that talk about their different tax plans. And I'm saying, don't be duped. The bottom line is, as long as we have an income tax, people are going to hide income. They're going to put it in different...
The Panama Papers.
And the richer they are, the better they have, the better advice they have on where to hide it and where
to
put it.
And they got rich hiding it. But how about this?
Yeah.
When you talk about that someone who's going to spend $30 million on a house is going to spend $35, that's very true. But what if someone is planning on spending $150,000 on a house?
It's not the same.
Well,
it's not the same. It's graduated, and that's where you graduate.
You never explained that it was a graduated.
Well, I think you graduated. You don't want. There's a difference between basic lodging and people that want to have a roof over their heads, and the guy that's out in the Hamptons. But then you get the in between, the tweeners. You know, they're saying, "Well, hopefully we get to." I'm not saying it would be crippling. I the fact is, back in the day when I made more money than I make right now, I didn't give a rat's ass because I had it.
You paid a fair share,
I paid my fair share because it wasn't painful. Now, you might say there you could make an argument for the fact, well, you probably should have paid more attention. And I don't know. I'm just saying the simplicity of it, as long we can have a battle all day long about taxing the big guy, the rich guys, and taxing the middle class. I think if you took that completely off the table and we got there a different way, what are we more than anything else in the United States? We are a consumer culture. We live to consume things.
I've never even thought about this. Probably because I haven't been in that situation. But do you think most people know the tax brackets and where they are as far as people have to pay?
For one second, I don't think so.
No.
I have a general idea of mine, but I don't know 100%. I don't think about it. I don't think about it in terms like that. We love to consume, and there are many people that consume, and I think that that's never going to change. Everything we do is a consumer culture, whether it's concert tickets, televisions, going
not
to
concert
the, you know,
tickets.
Buying.
How dare you?
I love, Mike, I love simple, and I love the idea of a simple idea, but here's the thing that I think needs to be considered. If you make it so tangible, a lot of people don't think about income tax because they pay it once a year.
Yes.
Taxes. But
That's absolutely not true. That people think I think about income tax all the time. I think about because I'm going to get bitten in the ass. I think you guys know how I get paid by having my taxes partially taken out in advance.
So for example,
I think about it all year.
We're all in the same boat here. Right. Instead of getting pulled out early, you can pay quarterly, right? That's what has to happen if that's what the government tells you you need to do. On my end, the way I look at it is if you are in, I'm not even going to say the 1%, right?
Okay.
But if you're making $500,000 a year and you're half your salary is going, because that's, I imagine, the highest tax bracket.
Yeah, I think so.
Almost half your salary is going to the government. Isn't that enough?
I think that's actually, when you think about that, I think that that ultimately is not nearly, and I'm going to say this as a Democrat, I don't think that's fair. I don't think that is really fair. I think it would be much more fair to get to where we need to go based on stuff that we consume, so that there's a little bit. Not only are you saving to have that luxury car that you want, or that yacht, or whatever you want, but you know there's going to be a little something you got to put in there for daddy too, which is the federal government. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be a lot more painless than siphoning off people's income.
I think it would be more painless in the short run, but I also think such a tangible tax that's addressed on a daily basis on every purchase would have a chilling effect on spending.
By the way, this is called the fair tax in a lot of people's philosophy.
But I think
it's the closest thing that a national sales tax is,
And if it is a chilling effect on spending, that's going to mean less money going into the economy, and it's going to harm us in the long run. That's just my initial thought.
Yeah, I'm a fan of no new taxes.
I'm a fan of no taxes would be great.
And, yeah, but I mean, I think we all have services that we want, and we have goods and services. People can argue all day.
What else
about
do you
that.
Want, Mike? What else can we do for you as Americans?
you know, I think that ultimately I'd love to have what Rob is looking for, which is some kind of simplicity. It's such a big industry right now, and we just battle. Here, this is my philosophy of the whole game, okay? I have my candidates that I like and all that, but ultimately I really feel like we're down here, the great unwashed, and we're arguing about what team we're going to root for when it comes to presidential politics. While meanwhile, up in the ivory towers, they could give a rat's ass. The people that are controlling the game and rigging the game have no issues with this. The more we fight, the more we think about where, and this whole thing started with, the more we think about where somebody's going to take a leak and who's going to get an abortion clinic closed down and who's going to, you know, say what Donald Trump said or Bernie Sanders said or Hillary, the more we fight about that, the more they sit there and they go, yep, that'll occupy them for a while. I believe that just like the old monarchs of olden years. Mm-hmm. I believe that. I truly do. And I just think nothing ever really changes. It's very, very sad.
So we're working on two papers right now at school on income inequality, right?
Okay.
And
happy tax day, everybody.
And ideally, if you're lucky enough, and not many people are, to do what you do for a living, you don't really... The idea of thinking about how much you're getting paid doesn't really affect you until you are trying to simply either purchase a home or, pay your bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the income inequality is rooted in two different theories. One is that when the tech renaissance, to steal a word from Diego here.
Rebirth, Mike.
Came about and people... In certain sectors of business, whether it was in finance or it was in money management, had access to the technology before everybody else, they had a leg up. They had a leg up simply because you could reach so many more people around the world, finance-wise, than anyone else could in other industries. So technology has played a big, big role, even if you take the finance out of it, the software world, right? Mm-hmm. In the income inequality and what people are getting paid to do certain jobs. Now, on the other hand, securities and how, and by securities I mean stocks, have become such a big player for executives to get compensated in. The compensation in stocks has allowed these executives who in the past would make maybe six figures to make multiple seven figures because part of their compensation became equity-wise in stocks, right?
Almost like virtual pay.
Yeah, so that gap has gotten so much larger because certain individuals in our workforce have been compensated at such a high level where other sectors, like just kind of what we do, that advantage never played to us. Now, you would say that tech has because you get to do the show from Florida or Maine, and we get to communicate this way. Or when I go to Los Angeles, or if Rob ever goes anywhere, he will be able to do the show remotely from there. But ideally, there are just certain jobs that were affected in a more positive manner, which in turn let them create more wealth just for their little group.
Yeah, and then the thing about it is that everybody, the very nature of human endeavor is that human beings, by their very nature, are going to try to sleaze out of their responsibility. If there's a way they can get that, by the way, would go to a national sales tax as well. People would try to game the system. If we had a 25 to 30% national sales tax, people would try to avoid paying it some ridiculous way there too. I don't know how we'll ever get there. I really don't. But I mean, right now, it's not working, and we're fighting about it. And I just think that the simpler you make it, I really do believe this, the simpler you make it, the more you can deal with it.
I agree with that. I do.
Do you ever look at income inequality? And I know you bitch a lot about the powder blue Bentleys, but do you ever look at that? Do we know enough about these certain individuals to really almost paint them with a broad brush to say how they got
absolutely,
there.
Absolutely not. That would be the same thing as painting a minority family living below the poverty line with a broad brush. You don't do either one. There are people that make tens of millions of dollars that have built hospitals. There are people that make tens of million dollars that have started foundations. I mean, you can look at the people, the Warren Buffett, the Bill Gates. You can look at that. There are lots of people that make tens of millions of dollars that have done so in a completely honorable and fair way. And there are other people that have done it a different way. The fact is, it's something that when you have people that have more than they need, and I don't know where, I don't know who makes the determination of where that is. When I look at income inequality, I focus more on helping people that haven't gotten the opportunities and haven't been hit by the right business choice. You know, and it happens. And in many cases, I don't believe that they're bad. I don't believe it works that way. We're all human beings, and I think we all got to row the boat, and we got to help each other out. And the fact is, if you begin to say that because people that live in the 1%, they got there through hard work and diligence, and they made the right decision, why should they? You're going to have people with the pitchforks at the door eventually.
I mean, to my point, there are people that have still done that, and that was probably more prevalent in the past, I would say, 50 years, but you still have this, I would say, maybe 30 to 40% of wealth that was made in the last 10 to 20 years that was that was amassed by the sheer advantage of technology.
Yeah, right? Because they happened to be dot-comers and they had the money and they were able to do that.
Or they were in a position to afford the technology before anyone else, so they had that competitive advantage.
It's all about, I think, in my mind, when it comes down to things like this, taxes in particular, and we say this on tax day, that's why we're talking about this, that ultimately everybody can agree that right now, the way it's structured, it ain't necessarily equitable for everybody. And I'm not talking about income distribution. I'm talking about the fact. I'm talking about the fact that simple means you. I think you make it more simple, you can make it more fair. Because I think if it's easier for the average schmo to get his head around, I think he can do more to fix it. And incidentally, that's not necessarily the way Democrats or Republicans think. For God's sakes, the closest I am probably is Herman Cain when I'm talking about the way I look at tax
Godfather's
policy.
Godfather's pizza.
Couldn't we all probably line up shoulder to shoulder and say, hey, if we fill out another 1040, we'd be a happy place.
Mike, I tried to get my $100 from the Bank of China because I'm never going back.
Right.
And I said, hey, how do I get that in yen back to the dollar? And they're like, would you like your $40 back?
No, there you go. All right. Thanks for visiting. Yes. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, this is Alexa, the voice of Amazon Echo. Oscar liked me so much that he shared me with all his friends for the holidays. Tee hee. I love servicing all of Oscar's friends, and unlike that Siri, I can pronounce compulsive. If you want to find out about all the sexiest new tech, listen to Tech 411 on the More Network and buy me through the Amazon link on MikeOmeraShow.com. Buy a t-shirt.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brand new sponsor on the Mike O'Meara Show this week, Indochino. I want to tell you about Indochino. It used to be that made-to-measure suits were only for rich guys. No more. Thanks to Indochino, made-to-measure suits are now affordable and available to the masses. Indochino is reinventing men's fashion, and a made-to-measure suit is the best suit you will ever own. I got mine from Indochino. It was a wonderful process. They are incredibly competent, and you can suit up right now. You can get a one-of-a-kind custom suit that will have you looking and feeling like $1 million. I got mine. I love it. You customize all the details. You give them a little picture of yourself. Yep. You select your lining. You can personalize it. They've got 14 unique measurements that go into making a suit. By the way, men that know suits will tell you, really, if you're going to have the right suit, you got to do it this way. It's perfect. Indochino also is made to measure dress shirts and men's accessories. Everything is backed with a money-back guarantee. Today, listen to this. This is an amazing offer. TMOS listeners can get any premium suit for just $399. Now, if you go to a made-to-order store, check the prices and see how much you're going to have to pay for a made-to-order suit. That is up to 50% off, $399 at Indochino.com when they enter the TMOS code at checkout. Plus, shipping is free. There is no reason not to try your first custom-made suit with a deal this good. Plus, a suit classic will look good, feel good, and most importantly, it will last. You can wear it forever. That's Indochino.com and the promo code TMOS for any premium suit for $399 and free shipping. Indochino, your look, your way. I got my very first custom-made suit from Indochino, and it was fantastic.
Mike, great. We used to joke around the show here that I was looking for a suit mule, right?
Right.
To go to China and come back.
Yeah, remember when you went to China and did that? I remember that.
I'll
right.
say that I shopped around the area and on the interweb, and I couldn't get a custom suit for less than $1,000.
Yeah,
exactly.
So $399
for a premium suit.
Deal.
Yeah, and I stand by it. I've got mine in my closet right now. You're going to love it.
News.
Dog Whisperer star Cesar Millan has been cleared. Thank God. He was involved in an animal cruelty investigation. His attorney and the Los Angeles A's said Monday the celebrity dog trainer had been under investigation after a February episode on his show, Cesar 911, showed a dog attacking a pig during a training session. The clip had angered animal rights activists and sparked an online petition calling for the show to be canceled. You know this guy. Everybody's seen him for a million years. Millan's attorney Brian Klein said no charges will be filed after an investigation by the L.A. County Animal Control found Millan and his team did nothing wrong. And this is what he says. He says, my team and I are 100% dedicated to the proper care of all animals and our animal handling procedures are safe and humane. We will continue to rescue and rehabilitate even the most difficult problem dogs. Our work has saved the lives of thousands of animals that otherwise would have been euthanized. I'm with Cesar.
You know how he got busted? It's actually interesting. Huh. Somebody walked in, they saw a spider web and said, that's one bloody pig.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Hold on.
I think it's terrific that he's doing literary references.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. Pony liked it. I got one
Pony,
guy.
Pony, yeah, Pony said, oh, my goodness. Pony, where'd you pick that one up?
Pony, did you really like it, or was that really bad?
It was terrible. It was a Charlotte's Web joke, for God's sake.
Thank you, Charlotte. Dustin Screech Diamond just got sprung from jail a month early. Due to his handiwork with a mop and bucket, according to TMZ, officials at Ozaukee County Jail in Wisconsin. Ozaukee County Jail
in
Wisconsin.
That's a great jail, I bet.
They say Screech was released early Monday. Didn't he have a big thing, right?
Isn't you know, there is a rumor on the internet he faked it, the video, so it looked like he had.
Yeah.
Really?
We had him in studio. This video broke when Dustin Diamond, when we were in Phoenix on the radio, and he walked in, and I was, oh, this is great Screech. But the sleaze factor.
Oh, he's a nasty guy.
That just poured off of him.
He did porno, right? Didn't he do porno?
Well, he had a sex tape that was leaked.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
And also, I believe he was the technical consultant on the Saved by the Bell behind the scenes TV movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting. Yeah. He served just under 3 months behind bars for carrying a concealed weapon and disorderly conduct.
Yeah,
we're told he was able to knock a month off his sentence by cleaning floors in the jail and doing laundry. Screech was convicted for stabbing a man during a bar fight back in December of 2014. So Screech is out. Yay.
It was like a Christmas Eve.
Paris Jackson just gave one of her favorite rock bands some serious lip. The King of Pop's daughter inked Motley on the inside of her lip. The band's drummer Tommy Lee took notice and called Michael Jackson's only daughter a beautiful creature.
Oh, God, that's
he's
gross.
He's so sleazy.
Hey, Mike, you know, you've never done this before, but every sentence in that news story got grosser. It was like a disgusting pyramid.
You should read it like Gene Simmons. His drummer Tommy Lee took notice and called Michael Jackson's only daughter a beautiful creature. The 18-year-old responded to Lee that most lip tattoos are temporary. I don't know, because I've never gotten a tattoo on the inside of my lip. Thank you very much.
Could Blanket be reached for comment?
The band has been her favorite since she was 12 years old. Michael Jackson was 50 when he died in 2009, leaving behind Paris and her brothers Prince Michael and Michael Joseph. But the lip tat isn't her first. For her 18th birthday on April 3rd, Jackson tattooed Queen of My Heart in her dad's handwriting on her wrist. to everyone else, he was the king of pop to meet Paris, wrote in a social media post. A few weeks ago, she also got a tattoo honoring her grandmother, Katherine Jackson. Well, she's very pretty. She's very got beautiful eyes.
She's
absolutely
striking.
Gorgeous eyes.
She really is striking.
Striking eyes. Absolutely incredible. But I wouldn't say beautiful creature. Hepatitis. Anyway, not a great showing this Monday. First, it turns out that two of Trump's children can't vote for him in the New York primary. Yes. We had that earlier in the week because they didn't change their party affiliation in time. Now it turns out that despite having a philanthropic fund and everything, Trump hasn't actually donated any money through it in 5 years.
Oh. Very busy.
The Washington Post combed through the Donald J. Trump Foundation's tax filings from 2009 to 2014 and found that the candidate has not given any of his own money to it within 5 years.
Wow.
There you go. Mm. Yes, sir. That's,
his donations were small.
Non-existent. It's a lie, liar, lie, lie, lie.
Saving up to build a wall.
That's right.
On Sunday afternoon, a resident from Grover Beach, California, opened a package that arrived in the mail and called 911. While the recipient was expecting plumbing parts, the package contained men's briefs,
uh-oh,
hot sauce, ladies' stockings, and a loose dusting of a white powder.
Oh.
Grover Beach officers... Grover. Grover Beach
First
officers
I am
arrived...
Near, now I am far!
Oh, dusting of white powder, anthrax.
Grover Beach officers arrived, closed the street where the package was delivered, and called the fire department, the county hazardous materials response team, the county environmental health services, and the FBI.
Nice! Yeah.
That must have been a crowded street. The FBI quickly determined the cosmetic powder was posed no threat to public harm. It was cosmetic powder. Jonathan, it's eye powder. That's interesting. Fascinating. That's a very inside joke.
I like it.
And now, a little something, something. A dramatic end to a marriage proposal was caught on camera. On Thursday, a man in California decided to climb the 580-foot summit of Morro to propose to his girlfriend via FaceTime on his iPhone.
Ah.
That's according to the fire department. When the man tried climbing down, he became stranded on a thin ledge about 150 feet above the ground. He began screaming for help, which alerted people at the base of the rock. Rescue crews with the CHP, that's the California Highway Patrol.
Chips.
They used a helicopter to hoist the man off the cliff, battling strong winds. The man who was rescued and was not arrested for climbing the rock was arrested later on a charge of possession and use of a controlled substance that, yes, happened to be meth. Thank you very much. There are conflicting reports on whether his girlfriend said yes. What is certain is that the proposal proved to be the costly and dangerous one for the man. He will be billed for the rescue, and it will cost in the thousands of dollars for his helicopter rescue. Proposing to your sweetheart by clinging to a dangerous cliff while you're high on meth? Priceless. There we are. Yes, hooray, everybody.
Hey.
Good news, though, Mike. He will be responding to the charges on this week's episode of High Noon.
High Noon with Diego. Absolutely. With a kicker like that, that would belong on that show. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the last audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, finding humor in sad situations.
Doesn't that happen a lot?
We need it to happen sometimes.
We do.
We'll have the latest on the Battle of the Bad Songs. And Gary goes to the gym. The question is, does he take the public shower?
No comment.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes. And don't forget to pick up your ticket to our live show at the DC Improv. DCImprov.com.
I've already bought mine.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Buy our bonus package. There you go. That's
Thank
it.
You.
Buy our bonus. 2016 bonus package is really easy. It helps the show. Thank you very much. You subscribe. You get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. Our special feed creator. You can even access your content from iTunes or pretty much any other podcast app in town. Order it today, and we thank you in advance. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. And Mr. Rob Spiewak, take it away, Rob.
You think you've had a bad day, Mike. How about you go to the dentist, all right? You're a guy. You live in Indiana. Your name is Donnie Grigsby. You go to the dentist to get a tooth pulled. The dentist goes in and finds a lesion or some sort of abscess behind your tooth, and he's one of those general anesthesia dentists.
Yeah.
So while you're under... he pulls all your teeth.
Oh, no.
But wait. You bleed out, and you seize on the way to the hospital twice. Check it out. Very displeased with their dental care.
I mean, he's 36 years old and have to walk around with no teeth in his head. What do you mean elected to pull all of his teeth? She said they were afraid that the infection would spread from the one tooth that was abscessed. There's blood all over him, all over his shirt. My husband is droopy-eyed. He had been put into a medically induced coma, and he was laying there crying. And this dentist needs to be stopped.
So ashamed because I have no teeth now. I wake up with no clothes on. You know, I'm scared. I just want to get teeth in my head and go on.
Yeah, but the good news is once he got to the hospital, he had his choice of any flavor of pudding.
That is...
Why would
that's
he pull
horrible.
All his teeth?
Well, he was afraid the infection would spread.
That's
but you know what?
That's another meth story.
I would probably bring the guy back and say, hey, how do you feel about this?
Yeah.
You know, but he did it. And he.
That is a bad tooth.
So to raise your spirits, Mike, some gospel music.
Oh, I love gospel music.
Recorded on the set of the new XXX movie in Toronto, Vin Diesel singing gospel with a choir.
Are they doing comedy for the movie, or is this real?
I believe this is real. I don't know if it's part of the movie or not, but...
Why does he just go on a cruise like Vin Diesel and Nick Cage and the other guy? Who's the rocker, whoever that guy is?
Which guy?
The guy that he got in the fight with him.
From Motley Crue. Yeah. Yeah, the guy that...
Vince
got,
Neil?
Yeah. Got in the fight.
That's why we got confused because they were both Vince.
Yeah.
It's been rumored for years, but there's a song by a band called Spirit called Taurus, and it was written by their singer Randy
Taurus
Califon.
Like the bull?
Yeah, but the song right. is called Taurus, the band is called Spirit, and here's a clip from it.
Yeah, this is still going on. Yep. The Zeppelin thing.
Yeah, and it came out years before. It came out years before Stairway, which of course sounds just the same.
And she's dying to do their own podcast.
I don't have any teeth left in my head. But it's actually going to a jury trial this week.
Finally.
But here's the thing that's crazy. If it goes and they hear this, if it goes and they hear the similarities, this guy Randy Califonia is going to get money on all the sales of Stairway back to when it was released.
Whoa!
So this is big money.
It's quite a payment plan.
They've threatened to do it for years. So
that could take care of the national debt.
We will follow that 100%.
I wonder how he's taxed on that.
Well, there you
go. High noon with Diego. I'm sorry. Still going back to that. Hi, Diego.
No show prep today. Don Cryer has weighed in. But here's
excellent.
The deal. He was on the show called The Real, which is like three steps below The View. But on The Real
is not the real deal.
Where the hell is The Real? Is that syndicated?
It comes on like at 3?
On Channel 50?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a Channel 50 show.
Right?
But this is, I would say this is an urban skewing version of The
It's not for you, Mike. No. It might be for me.
I'm not sure it's
or
for
Diego.
Anybody. But John Cryer went on and he made a weird comparison. Because remember, he worked with Charlie Sheen when Charlie Sheen was going nuts, right?
Right.
I worked with a guy who also, whenever he said whatever came to the top of his head, people loved it. And they loved it even more when he said horrible things.
Right.
And there is an interesting overlap between Charlie and Donald Trump. I mean, there's an interesting, people like that he's willing to just say whatever foolishness comes to the top of his head.
Foolishness.
Much
keyword.
Foolishness. And and it's fascinating to watch because I don't want people to pick the president based on entertainment value. Mm.
Which is a valid thing, I think.
Epps could not agree with him more, absolutely.
If you really want good political analysis, remember, DC 50 at 3 o'clock every
DC
afternoon.
DC 50, yeah. Sounds
I
like
think it
some...
might be on our network, actually, Rob.
Really?
Yeah, I think it might be on a major network.
Check your local listings.
Yeah. Very exciting.
And good news, Mike, he's in to marry an intelligent woman. As you did, and I did, and as you are going to.
Thank you.
Marry smart women.
Researchers are saying that men who marry intelligent women are less likely to develop dementia later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 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 Kanye West said, "Where am I?"
That's your magic nice. Audio vault. Pay your taxes. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Taxes.
That's it. Tax. Another Michael Mara show has come and gone. Taxes.
Taxes.
Stacks and stacks of taxes.
You paid your taxes. Right. Smacks.
Make sure to check out the TMOS van out at the post office tonight with coffee and donuts for you late filers.
And Anderson.
That's right. Incidentally, if you want to spend your TMOS refund, send it to Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. That's right. Get a refund, just send it along to us. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com and preclude your tax refund. Don't forget to take our survey. Just click the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. It means a lot to us, almost as much as your tax refund.
Smack.
The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member to send their tax refund to TMOS and make sure they get it too. This is Mike O'Mara saying, we're waiting for that tax refund from you.
So long!
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.